Happy December! Oh, I'm so excited for this month. I have some juicy stuff for you. Oh my gosh. And I'm going to leave you with the challenge. But first, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am pumped for today because this is a pivotal time of year, and we're kind of in the last stretch of 2024. And this is when I'll typically spend some more time reflecting, recharging, setting myself up for an awesome year ahead. This year, I'm doing something a little different. If you recall in the past, I would typically host a wrapping up 5-day challenge. This time, I'm going to extend it and make it a 30-day challenge because as awesome as it is to get really focused in a 1-week stretch, I'm not too focused right now on spending a lot of time reflecting on what worked and what didn't. We're going to touch on that a little bit today, of course. But what I actually really want to spend a lot of time on today while talking to you, and of course the whole month of December, is building momentum. The funniest thing, so if you know me, you know I recently got a new vehicle, and it's called a Momentum. I had no idea. Isn't that weird? Don't mind me. I'm just like, that white one, please. She's pretty. I'll take her. It's called a Momentum. And at first I called her V because I just loved the name. But now I think I need to call her Mo for Momentum. I digress. I obviously love talking about the word Momentum. And it was just very aligned and divinely guided, if you will, that the vehicle I've purchased after not purchasing one for like 10 years, because I am one of those drive it till it dies kind of girl. Like, I am not wasting money on a car payment. No, thank you. But I got one because it was time. She wasn't going to pass inspection. So we said goodbye to Mia, my Kia, and we said hello to Mo. Hilarious. Anyway, okay. So the word momentum keeps coming up a lot for me, and that's something I'm actually very tuned into, especially at the end of the year, because I'm trying to reflect whether I honored and aligned myself well enough with my word for 2024, which was expand. And boy, did I expand. Like, this is probably the first year I really lived out the word I chose. Sometimes it's in my prayer square, and I'll definitely post a photo about this. And I'll probably do a whole nother episode about choosing a word. I got to write that down, actually. The word of the year. Don't mind me. I don't edit. So you're getting all of my brainstorming in real time. Okay. So that'll be the next episode. It'll be 53 word of the year. Okay. So this is the time of year I'm very focused. I try to open my mind and my spirit and my conscious, my subconscious, try to open it all the things, because I want to grasp words that are coming out a lot. Like when I'm reading the word duality, I think I did a whole different episode on duality. I will plug that below. So let me mention that duality episode. I'll put it in the show notes. And then I will realize that that word is popping up a lot. And I'll reflect on it. I'll look up the real meaning, the origin of it. Like, maybe I'll look in the Bible for that word, and I'll try to figure out like why that word's coming to me. And so recently the word momentum has been coming up for me a lot. And so that's what I want to do together all of December. I don't have any offer for you. I'm not selling a challenge or anything. I do have an offer, but I'll tell you later about that. But like, I want this to be between you and yourself and your God and your team and your partners. Like, honestly, like I am involving my whole family in my December momentum, if you will. One thing we're doing as a family is called the 100s. So my daughter's super athletic and she's always in the gym or at basketball practice or running or doing something. My husband, super buff, always in the gym. Me, I can take it or leave it. I grew up an athlete. I was a dancer for an arena football team in college. Like, I used to have abs. You've heard me talk about them. I have just released 40 pounds, though, this year. So I'm embracing the old version of athletic Miranda. And so all of us as a family, have been, we haven't involved Colin yet. I'm going to see if he's open to this. We'll see if while he's at college, if he wants to do these hundreds. So every day we've been picking a different body part or move and doing 100 of them. It's only been a week. So we've done calf raises, we've done push-ups, we've done sit-ups, we've done squats. Nobody liked the squats. I love a squat. I can do squats for days. My thighs still have muscles. Don't get me going on a sit-up though. No, thank you. So anyway, so we've been really focused. So I've been bringing in my family in my health journey, if you will, although they're already buff babies. Me, not so much. I'm trying to get my muscle tone back. I'm trying to like get cut a little bit. Like I'm trying all the things. I've lost and released a lot of fat. So I'm trying to get cut. That's not my point of this episode. My point is involve whoever you want to involve in this December challenge for yourself, because it's all about building momentum for January and for 2025. Can you believe 2025 is almost here? Like it's 2025 to me seems like a TV future movie, right? Like not even a real thing, but apparently it's here. I remember putting on my window that I have giant post-its. And one said, I wanted to make $1 million by 2025. And don't know, but maybe, well, I have a whole year to figure that out. I do have that plan. So I will figure it out, but I'm nowhere near it. So if y'all got any ideas, I'm open to hearing them. All right. So momentum. This is something that's been coming up a lot for me. I want to build it. And I thought instead of doing my 5-day wrapping up 2024 Facebook group that I used to do, that I would just really dive in and lean in hard to my building momentum in December for 2025. So I wanted to challenge you to join me. If you're open to it, I will happily open up a Voxer group. If you guys know what Voxer is, I'm obsessed with it. Google it, Voxer. I will open up a Voxer group for anyone who wants to join this December challenge. We'll hold each other accountable. It'll be awesome. I'm not really posting about it on social media. I totally could. And if I do, you know, I'll send out an email. If you're on my email list, you'll start to see more about my December challenge and the results I'm getting and all that good stuff, because I really want to include my email list, because you guys are the ones who have committed to being with me for the long haul beyond social media. You want the secret information. You want the stuff I don't tell social media, and you get it all on my email list. So if you're not on my email list, I highly suggest go to my website and grab a freebie or something and get on my email list, because this is where I'm going to be sharing a lot of my December challenge and how you can be a part of it, of course. Just to say I'm in, like DM me, I want to be a part of your challenge, put me on your email list, and I'll get in the Voxer group. It'll be a whole thing. We'll hold each other accountable to building momentum for 2025. And so here's what's going down. There's three things I want to chat with you today about, of how I started it and what part of the moment I'm at now. And if you want to join me, this is what we'll be doing. So the first thing was I did a little reflecting, of course, on the good, the bad, the ugly, and the awesome. That was 2024. It was a great year. Professionally, it was a really good year. You'll hear probably in 2 episodes from now about a huge investment that I made in my business and all the benefits that have come ever since, and how I think there's going to be a lot of that has started the momentum for me. 2024 was a real building year. And so I think I'm going to start to see a lot more results of that investment in 2025, although I've already been seeing them now. So we're going to talk about what no longer serves you. Like that's a huge thing. Obviously, reflecting on the year, releasing what is not coming. That seems to be like no matter what challenge I do any year, the first thing we do is reflect on the year, all of those things, what was good, what was not so good, what was really bad, what no longer serves us, and what was so awesome, we're totally bringing it with us, right? Like we are packing it in our 2025 suitcase. It is coming with us and we are burning the rest of the crap. I already burnt down a huge part of my business in 2024. And I just made the last move recently to ensure that that decision stuck, because I've tried to do that a few times before. I may give you a little more details later in the episode. Not sure yet. But burning down a huge part of your business, especially the one that made the most money, can be really scary. But I knew that side of my business no longer served me. It was a little bit of bad, a little bit of good, but a lot of ugly mentally for me. And the only awesome part of it is that it was the most expensive, if you will, the most lucrative side of my business. So I pretty much cut my income in half. Yet I'm trying to like quadruple it in 2025, but we'll see if it works. We'll see if it works. Listen, I'm going to be here for a long time. So if I made a mistake, I can always go back, right? That's the cool thing about entrepreneurship. So we are releasing what no longer serves us. This thing, this part of the reflection was actually the most important piece, no matter what challenge I'm doing or when I'm reflecting for myself. So if you, again, if you're on my email list, you got an email. I didn't do a Black Friday sale. I'm not really a scarcity model type person. I tried that. If you listened to the past episodes, you heard me try this 24-hour, 50-day sale thing. And it just felt weird to me. And it was successful in one regard, but it wasn't in the way I thought it was. So I decided I was not going to do a Black Friday or Cyber Monday sale. But what I was going to do is for the whole month of December, do a BOGO on strategy sessions. And what we're talking about today is kind of like what a strategy session may look like with me. It's going to be very broad, but with you individually, it would be super specific to your life, your business, your goals. But the first thing we're going to do, as always, is reflect. And we're going to focus on what we're leaving behind. And we're going to do a little visualization exercise or a true exercise, depending on what we're getting rid of. For me, I was getting rid of holding so tightly onto the how and the outcomes, comparing myself to others, you know, stuff like that, on their journey versus my journey. And so there's some things that I had done, like writing that out, burning it in the backyard, ripping it up, like really releasing it, like throwing it up in the air, like this no longer serves me, throwing it in the trash. There are some people that I'm releasing. I'm not going to throw them in the trash. there's the part of my business I'm releasing. I didn't throw that in the trash. I actually thanked that part of my business for keeping me going for 5 years. I mean, I've been in business for like 10, 15 years, but like 5 full-time, no 9-to-5 to fall back on. And this one side of my business really kept me earning 6 figures, replaced my full-time income. And I was so grateful. So I did a little, you know, a little meditation, a little prayer, thanking that part of my business that I was releasing, and just honoring it, because I felt like that part of my business was a person in my business, a coworker, if you will. So I released that in a totally different way. So I've got a few strategy sessions coming up this week, and I've got a half day session with someone that I think is, we're going to do a lot of this releasing and these exercises, and they're just so important. So if you want to talk through any of that, DM me. We'll have a conversation. The reason it's so important is because the mental and emotional weight of holding on to things that no longer serve us, whether it's habits, a relationship, or strategies, right, or parts of our business, our jobs, whatever, like if it no longer serves us and it doesn't make us feel good anymore, then it's just not for us. That's a huge sign, right? It's a red flag to some extent. It's a sign at a smaller level, and it's a wake-up call to most of us. And I just feel like even if it is your job, let's say you're a 9-to-5er and you're like, this job no longer serves me. I hate coming here every day, but I've got a family. I got a kid in college, whatever. I need the money, right? I get it. I've been there. And so what I did was create a strategy. And I have clients that are doing this currently. We create a strategy to help you kind of stay fueled mentally and emotionally while you still need that job. And we're making the plan to transition, whether it's to the 9-to-5, whether or another 9-to-5, or whether it's your entrepreneurship, your business. Financially, it's important. If you follow me enough on LinkedIn, you saw me talk about this coaching. It was a picture of me and Jack Canfield. And I talked about a coach. He wasn't the coach. It was just, he is a big name. So I used him in the photo because I didn't have a picture of me and this other coach that I worked with, who I remember when I was a 9-to-5, I said to her, when can I quit my job? Like, I'm so over this. Like, it's toxic. The people just give me the icks when I walk by. Like, I can't do it anymore. It's killing me. And she was like, go quit now. What's the problem? Quit now. And I was like, what? Like, I can't just quit now. I have a family to feed. Like, are you kidding me? Like, at that time, I made more money in the family. I made the most money. I couldn't quit at that time. I felt very trapped. And what I would have loved for her to have said is, let's do some things to set you up so you can quit sooner than you anticipate. And I would have been like, yes, let's do that. Let's get me on a path to quitting. Oh my gosh, I never thought, you know what I mean? So instead of just saying quit now, what's the problem? And it completely shut me down. And this is what I've done for my current clients, instead of saying, yeah, do it now, what's the problem? Even though in my head now today, looking back at previous Miranda who asked that question, I would have told her, quit girl, like you don't got to do this shit, you'll make it work. But like, I didn't know how to make it work. So when we're releasing things, I would never have you just release and not have a plan, right? Like I love a good strategy, and my Owner Awesome Power strategies are legit now the biggest part of my business, because sometimes we don't need a year-long coaching program. Sometimes we just need a one or two off strategy session where we're releasing things, we're figuring out what works, we're getting some clarity, creating a strategy and getting some accountability, right? We can do that in 90 minutes. Yeah, the cool part is my actual offer that is out right now in the ethers, it's on LinkedIn, it's in my email list, is a BOGO offer. Buy one strategy session, get one free. My gift to you all of December. You're welcome. So if you can't find it, you don't have access to it, just DM me somewhere and just type BOGO and I will know what you mean and I'll send you the link. So reflecting on letting things go, so important of releasing the weight. And it's funny, I released, like I said earlier, 40 pounds, but the weight that actually held me down more wasn't the weight from my body. It was the weight from this part of my business that no longer served me. And I think it was like the ball and chain, if you will, holding me back from really ascending to a higher level in business that I had been desiring for quite some time. So letting things go, so, so important. And it actually helps us to build momentum. Think about if you're running a race and you're carrying a book bag of 40 pounds and then you let that book bag go and you can run faster. Now, like, you've built up strength carrying that weight and luckily it made you a little stronger, but letting it go, you are now going to run faster than ever. So I can't stress enough how important it is to release what no longer serves you. All right. So I want you to, step one, if you're driving, don't worry about this. Come back and visit it later. We're at like the 17, 18 minute mark. If you're not driving and you're like listening and taking notes like some of you do, which thank you for sharing that with me. There's a few of you that will DM me after every episode and I absolutely love your feedback. And my favorite is like, I've got a Miranda Owner Awesome notebook, which made me think I need that now as a product. An Own Your Awesome journal that goes along with the podcast or any of the books I'll be writing. I thought that was actually really cool. So, you know, thank you for sharing that. So the first step of what we're going to do is, what were the good, the bad, the ugly, and the awesome of 2024? What made you feel amazing? What gave you energy? What took energy away from you? And then we're going to move, what are we going to take with us? Because that we're going to put on a separate list or a separate piece of paper. And then the things we are absolutely not bringing with us, we're going to put those on a separate sheet of paper too. It's a reflection exercise. It's so important. And we're starting to lighten our load because we can't run fast if we're too heavy mentally and emotionally. And for me, it was physically, obviously. So I would love for you to identify three things that you're going to let go of. If you can't do three, that's okay. Just one big thing. The things I let go, obviously, is that part of my business, comparing my business to others. There's a lot of things I want to do in my business, but I seem to like, I call it in and then I look for others who are doing it so I can like have proof that it can be done and that it is being done well by certain people. Then I start to compare myself that I don't have the support or the tech or the money to set it up the way they're setting it up. So mine won't be a good one. And why would people do my stuff when they've got other people to look for? And it starts to mess with my head. This is specifically about me starting to create an app for a membership that I've been talking to my tech girl about for months. And I've been really like holding myself back on this membership, but it's really important to me that I offer this because it's a low ticket item. And I know there's a huge community of folks that I'm not serving because I can't afford my high-level coaching, masterminds, or my done-for-you LinkedIn type stuff. So I want to be able to serve a large audience because I want to impact as many people as possible. And I don't care if it's $1.50. I mean, that's not going to be the price, but but anyway, I'll figure that out. But I am releasing comparisons. I'm reaching that one part of my biz, and I am releasing laziness. That's going to be the hardest one because mama loves to be lazy. I love fireplaces. I love pajamas and I love my couch. And right now it's hard because of holiday movies. But you know me, I get really trapped in TV shows. I talk a lot about that in my shame success spiral episode. And I'll put that in the show notes too if you want to check that out. And all right, let me write it down. Shame, success. I get really trapped in like TV, right? And I know some of us get trapped in other things, right? Other escapisms or whatever. So that may be a nice episode while you're releasing some things to realize like you're not alone. Here's how I'm doing it. Here's the cycle I've recognized and I'm no longer allowing that cycle to consume my life. So that's what we're letting go of, the laziness. I can't do it anymore. So that's a huge part of how I've started to build momentum for in December in order to, which is funny because it's only the second, but I've already done a lot of the work releasing already. And so now I get to, which is my favorite part, actually start to build the momentum for 2024 or for 2025. This is, if you listen to my last episode, episode 51, it was about collapsing time. And there was this time where I dozed off watching TV, not sleep, but I zoned out, if you will. I do this a lot for very active imagination. So I'm watching a show on Gaia. So it really wasn't like just a random TV show. I love like consuming educational content visually. So I'll watch YouTube or, you know, Gaia or Masterclass. And so one morning I was totally alone in my house and it was clean. So it felt really inviting. And I'm watching the show and they said something about, and it reminded me of the movie Groundhog's Day. And so I tell a little bit more of the story, I think, in the last episode, but I'll touch on it here. And I ended up planning out a full year of my life if I were to be trapped in Groundhog's Day. Here's the craziest part. A long time ago, 7-8 years ago, I'll find the time. But like, I remember I started masterminding because I was trapped in my current life. I thought it was like Groundhog's Day and I hated it. Here it is, some 7, 8, 10 years later. I am now putting myself in Groundhog's Day to expand my life. Oh my God, I'm just connecting those dots. I love when that happens. Oh my gosh. You would have thought I just got out of the shower with that epiphany. I may have to do a whole separate episode on that. Anyway, so I put myself in Groundhog's Day. Everybody around me, obviously doing the same thing, but I'm awake. And I planned out a whole year of what I would do. What would I do in a year? In the first couple of months, I got very active. I got super buff. It was all about mind, body, spirit in the first 3 months. And then I got really smart with money. I connected with like the most successful, financially sound people in the United States. Because, you know, I had magic apparently in this Groundhog Day daydream. I got on private jets and flew to these people, which we don't need to do that. I could have just virtually connected with them. So I ended up learning as much as I can about finances. So I was super healthy, mind, body, spirit. Then I got super healthy financially and networked and connected to people. And then I started like doing the things I've always wanted. So buying houses in different countries, traveling the world, seeing like the wonders of the world, like just so many things, having experiences. And then the last 3 months, I woke my family up, right? Like I spent one full month with my daughter, like living her best life, one full month with my husband, living his best life. We only did one thing. I'm sure you can guess what that is, but we did it at all the countries. And then the last month, I woke us all up and we ended up doing like just making plans for the family, like what are we going to do with the money I had just earned and invested and blah, blah, blah. And then, well, the thing was in this imagination, they couldn't remember when, so when I spent the month with my daughter and then the month was over, she got back into Groundhog's Day and didn't remember our experiences, but she got to keep the feeling. And then that last month when I woke them all up, I showed them what it was like. And I told them what had happened and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, what? All of them. So it was really cool. So what I ended up doing, and that was a much longer description than I planned, but what I ended up doing one day in my prayer square, while talking to my coach, Jess, I know you've heard me talk about her, Jess Perillo, find her on Instagram. We love her. What I ended up doing is taking that year and figuring out how I can do that in a day. And of course, you know, one day I'm not traveling the world and doing all these magical things. However, I now start to, the way I planned it out and got a lot of guidance from her was separating my day. And here's where this December challenge really kicks in. This is what I'm doing starting today. I've already started it. I didn't start it yesterday because it was a Sunday. It was a weekend and I had a lot of stuff going on. So I figured I'd start today. It's December 2nd. The first 3 hours of the day, I got up at 5 a.m. From 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., I worked on my mind, body, spirit. I worked out. I did cardio. I lifted weights. I prayed. I meditated. I had beautiful conversations with God. Spent some time with my family. Got my kid on the bus. Go to school. You know, all the things, right? So I spent mind, body, spirit time from 5 to 8 a.m. And then a little bit of like a necessity, right? Because I had to get the kid out of the house. And off to school, my husband went off to work and I did the dog thing, you know, so a little bit, maybe like a half hour, 45 minutes tops was interrupted. But pretty much the first 3 hours have been about fueling myself, giving myself the energy I needed to carry out the rest of the day. And I feel amazing. Let me tell you, it's 9:30 in the morning right now while I'm recording this. And I'm still in my workout clothes. My hair still looks crazy. I've got a coaching session with my podcast coach in a half hour. Love you, Ryan. He's going to be like, what have you done all morning? And I'm like, I recorded an episode without any of the gear I bought. Totally walking around my house per usual. And it was another journal episode. Maybe in 2025, I'll get a little more strategic and legit with these episodes. But right now, I'm loving how I'm working them. So from 8 a.m. to 11 is about me and my business. So I still haven't done much for like clients or anybody else yet. The first 6 hours of the day, and it would be 11 a.m. when that stops. It's fueling myself, fueling my business, strategizing my business, and doing the things I need to do. Sending out an email list, updating my website really quick, doing a couple things with billing, because obviously money is important. So then the next 3 hours will be 11, 12, 1 will be all about, wait, till 2, right? 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, don't mind me. So till 2 o'clock, it'll be all about my clients. I'll be doing client work. Technically, I've got an appointment at noon and we're doing a done in a day LinkedIn. It's an offer I have. If you ever heard me talk about it, it's literally like one of my favorites right now. So this is her training strategy sessions. So we'll be talking all about my client. Then the next 3 hours of the day will be back to family because my daughter gets home from practice. I've got a meeting with, I'm the president of the booster club for basketball. So I'll be having a meeting with my team and the board. And so I'll cook dinner, all the things. And then the next 3 hours, so that's 2 to 5, it'll be split. I may do a little bit more work, client work or my own work. And then essentially from like 5 to 8 will probably be that family time. And then the last hour or so, 8 to 9, I'm going to relax, right? Like I'm going to chill a little bit. I'm going to prepare for the next day. And so what I've done is collapsed that year, that Groundhog's Day year, I've collapsed it into one day. And I've done all the things. Okay, fine. I didn't travel to all the countries. I didn't powwow with like the rich people. But within that day, I would be doing some professional development. I would still be doing my business, focusing on bringing money into from my business, growing it, scaling that, my family, all the things. I collapsed that year, the energy of the year, and spent time for me, for my family, for my business, for my clients, and prepared for the next day. And so I will be doing that or a slight version of that every single day in the month of December. Here's the thing. If I can stick to that and give my max effort for mind, body, soul, for my business, for my family, and any extras that I do, and then again, prep myself for the next day to do it all over again with, you know, depending on what the calendar calls for, I think I will be buffer than ever. I may get that ab. I'll be stronger than ever mentally. I will be more connected in my faith than ever because I'll be spending time with God every single morning, which I already do anyway, but this is a little bit more structured the way I have it. I will play with the dogs, of course, more every single day, a little chunk, so they'll be happier and they'll have more energy and feel fantastic. I'll spend quality time with my husband, with my daughter, all the things. So if I can do that every day, by January, it's going to be ingrained in me. The habits will be there. And I don't have to start to get in a flow January 2nd or 3rd like everybody else is. Like a lot of people that I've talked to are doing the reflection thing and then going to enjoy the holidays. And I'm totally going to enjoy the holidays. Don't think for one second, like Christmas morning, that schedule is not going to be thrown out the window. You know what I mean? Like I'm even some of those days, I'm okay with not working the business so I can Christmas shop. Like I'm still, but I'm going to plan and be strategic about it. And the night before, I will know what I'll be doing going forward. I learned something the other day. I don't remember where I heard it, maybe on a podcast, probably Instagram, who knows. But somebody said he was talking to a kid, somebody on stage. I don't think it was Gary Vee, but an energy like his. The kid said, "How do I set myself up for success in the future?" And the guy was like, "Do you know what you want in the future?" And he's like, "Not really." And he's like, "Well, that's your problem. You don't know what to do day to day because you don't know what you want on a grander scale." And I related that to my life and my business and thought, like, how smart is that? Like when I get up in the morning and I just sit on the couch and I pray or I read my book or whatever, and I don't know what's next, I end up getting lost in the scroll of social media because I don't have a plan. So that whole prepare to plan or plan to fail, whatever, that line, this is the first time it's actually clicked for me where I was like, huh, I need a plan. Because when I wake up and I don't have a plan, I end up losing chunks of time in being distracted. And I think I have a whole episode on being distracted too. I may put that in the show notes too. And so I find I get distracted very, very easily. But if I have a plan, which this December is a whole month of planned, like I have a structure, if you will. It's not like minute to minute by any means. That's not even how I work. My human design says I need a lot of free time and to chill and I need to just like let things come to me. So for me, having an outline of a plan, if you will, feels really good. And it actually makes me think I'm going to be extremely successful this month and carry it with me into January. So I don't have to be like, what's my plan for January? Or what am I going to do Q1? I'm going to already know. I'm going to have my content set up. My brand's going to be ready to scale. The offerings that I have for my clients are going to be ready to go and set up. Automation's going to be set up. I actually don't do automation, but I think next year I'm going to need to do a little bit of it, whether it's email or just like the offerings. And so I'm actually really excited to figure that out now. And I'm inviting you to join me. So getting some strategies together, like right now with me having a powerful morning and planning it out, whether you do a whole schedule like I'm doing, or you pick one area to focus on. So say, you know, one task by the end of the year that will have massive impact in your life, your career, your business. If you say, I'm going to network like crazy in December because there's a lot of parties and blah, blah, blah. And so if you decide to network like crazy, set up a plan in a calendar where every day you're networking and you're figuring out where you're networking, who you're networking with. Be very strategic and purposeful about networking. Don't just like randomly meet people. If we're connected on LinkedIn, which we're not, let's get connected. If we are, you'll notice every day in December, I'm going to be shouting out an amazing person that I have met this year, and shout them out and say thank you. And then of course I'll pose some type of question. But you can follow along in that series of all December of me shouting people out and meet 30 plus amazing people just by following and engaging in my content this month, if that's your goal, to network and meet new people. Say your goal is to write a book. Can you do it in a month? Yep, you sure can. I mean, it may not be like this great novel, but it may be a very purposeful business book. I actually had mine down on paper, ready to go in less than a month because I had been brainstorming it for years, but whatever. I can help you do that. Grab yourself a strategy session. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's the BOGO for all of December. You can buy it now, use it in 2025. How crazy is that? Like, you can buy one now and use it to strategize, and you can use the second one in January, February to align and realign, or you can gift one. That was actually the coolest piece that I added. You can buy one for yourself and the free one you give away as a gift to your coworker, to a partner, to a best biz bestie, or save it for yourself, whatever you want. But the thing is, it's time to find that one thing that you can give max effort to that's going to catapult you in the new year and really help you to build momentum. All right. So I'm curious what that one thing would be for you. Like, shoot me a DM and let me know what that one thing is. I think I already had a few of you message me what that thing is because I posted about it on LinkedIn. And then the third thing we're really going to do is start to build not only that strategy, of course, but start to visualize and set yourself up for January. So we're doing all the things in December. We got the December challenge going. How is it going to affect my January? Well, obviously it's going to help you build momentum to just, you know, jump off and start like going hard in January, or just continue the flow. Would it be nice to just continue business as usual in January because you've already set yourself up in December? So what I would have you do is to really start visualizing what it is you want for 2025. This is, again, something I do in my strategy sessions all the time. We break down your long-term goals month to month, week to week. If you want to play Groundhog's Day, we can play Groundhog's Day. I think that would be magical for everybody. But the whole point is to envision what you want 2025 to look like, engage your routines, engage the tools you need, engage in strategies, engage with the resources you may need, engage with your networks, and then enlist those who will help you along the way. Envision, engage, enlist. Whether that means getting a coach, doing some personal development, getting a course, figuring out systems, you know, getting some new tools to streamline your business, whatever you need to do. I'm really focused on the enlisting stage right now. I've already envisioned it. I'm totally engaged with this December strategy to build momentum. And now I'm going to not only strengthen my foundation, I'm going to enlist in those that will help me achieve my goals in 2025. So it's already happening. Like, I'm already living in 2025 mentally. I've already envisioned my Q1. I know what's happening Q2, Q3. And it's not from a very structured masculine business strategy. It's from a very feminine, I visualized and prayed on it. And I wrote some notes down so I have this high arching clear path. And when it comes time for me to carve out the details, I won't be so confused or distracted. I'm already going to be ready for a very successful 2025. Some key areas of focus for me, of course, is going to be scaling my brand and scaling my books, my business, right? So I have another book coming out any minute now with Jack Canfield. Whoop, whoop. I'll talk about that, of course, in my investment podcast. It's two away from now. I invested in the podcast, so I'm going to be doing more of that so I can elevate the podcast, maybe get some sponsors, start to monetize it, and start to really structure it in a way that feels less journal-like. Even though I hear you guys like that. I like it too. But I'd like it to be a little, maybe have a freebie link at the end, you know, stuff like that. So just to kind of like elevate it up a little bit. And then my keynotes and my coaching, like, and maybe even that membership I had mentioned before. I would love for all of my brand to lead to courses and retreats, live events, stuff like that. So that's what I have on the plan for 2025. And I've already envisioned it. Like, it's actually really exciting because I feel like it's already there. The calendar just needs to catch up to it. Like, I'm already there. I'm already a course creator. I'm already a $1 million earner. It's just the timeline now that has to catch up because I'm mentally already there. And it feels really good to say that. So, recap, release what no longer serves you after a reflection of 2024. Join me in this December challenge. If you want more information, again, just DM me and put December challenge. And then visualize what you desire, what you want to call in, what you want to receive in 2025 in order for you to start to create plans and strategize it. If you want help with the strategy, DM me BOGO. I'll send you the link. It's my lowest offer right now besides my book. So, I mean, buy one, get one free. That's absolutely ridiculous. So, here are some. I have some free resources, though. Obviously, this podcast is a free resource. If you go to my website, mirandavonfricken.com, I'll link it below. Grab some freebies. You want to up your LinkedIn. You want to talk personal branding. You want to learn how to DM better. I've got a lot of freebies on my website already. So check those out and grab those. And then, of course, if you're like, I already have all your freebies, I'm ready to actually like do this and work with you and get my strategy going and build momentum now. So in 2025, there's no doubt and no question what I'm calling in. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. I can't wait. I cannot wait to connect with you. Stay tuned to the next episode. I'm going to talk about the word for the year because we all love picking a word for the year. And then I'm going to talk about the biggest investment I made in 2024 and how it's impacting my 2025. All right, friends, thank you so much for being awesome. I cannot wait to hear from you. DM me, find me on Instagram, connect with me on LinkedIn. Tell me what's something you're going to release this year and how are you going to do that? How's it going to make you feel? How's it going to affect your 2025 by releasing it now? I can't wait to hear what it is. All right, friends, until next time, keep being awesome. I'll see you soon. Bye.